Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
When individuals come together as a community in the same geographic area, and they share the same expectations for living, and they interact with each other on a daily basis for their own benefit and for the benefit of the group, when they have common interests and goals, and they develop traditions and perspectives that are unique to them, they are said to be a society. As we come to the passage of Scripture that is before us today, as we come to Genesis chapter 4, verses 17 through 26, we see the beginning of society on this earth. And that society began with a man. With a man who was in rebellion against God. It began with a man who had murdered his brother, but who showed no regret or no remorse for his actions. A man who left the presence of the Lord in order to wander throughout the earth. Society began with a man named Cain, who was the firstborn son of Adam and Eve. And the only record that we have of what society was like at that time before the flood destroyed the people, destroyed any records of what society was like. The only record we have are in these verses of chapter 4 and into chapter 5 and into chapter 6. So, question is, what was life like at that time? Well, we know that the people lived for a very long time. We know that they lived for hundreds of years. And they lived in a climate that was mild and warm. There was no wind, there was no rain, there was no snow. And yet it was lush and green and well watered all of the time. And they lived in an environment that produced great material blessing. They had great successes. But it was also an environment that produced very little spiritual blessing. Perhaps to some extent, like the environment of our society today. And it all began with Cain. And so after Cain left the presence of the Lord, he went east of the Garden of Eden into a region called Nod, which in Hebrew means to wander restlessly. And we're told that he took a wife. He took a wife from the daughters of Adam and Eve, a sister. And then it says in verse 17 of Genesis chapter 4, Cain had relations with his wife, Yaveh in Hebrew. He had an intimate physical relationship with her, and she conceived a child in her womb, and she gave birth to a son, whom they named Enoch. And in defiance of God, who had told Cain that he was to be a wanderer on this earth, we're told Cain began building a city, Ir in Hebrew. He started constructing a fenced-in area, an encampment, perhaps like a village, which grew into a town. And it says he called the name of that city Enoch, after the name of his son. And in Hebrew, the name Enoch means to make a new beginning. But this was a new beginning without the presence of God. And it may have been his son who finished building that city, since it was named after him, which spoke of ownership and which spoke of responsibility. This was the beginning of society on this earth. It was the beginning of urbanization. It was the beginning of business and of commerce. And as we know, many productive things can develop as a result of the society in which we live. Amazing things, creative things, things that greatly benefit the people of that society and can improve the lives of the people. But as is the case in our society, as good as those things may be, they are still just of this earth. They have no real spiritual value. They can only provide temporary blessing, but they cannot provide eternal blessing. And so in this society, in the city of Enoch, over time, we see a people who developed great earthly skills. So now, it says in verse 18, here are the generations of these people. The generations of Cain to Enoch, who was the son of Cain, was born Irad, which in Hebrew means one who is of the city. Irad was a city dweller. He was a resident of this town. And then Irad, we're told, became the father of Mahujael, which in Hebrew means God blots out. Quite a name to give your son. It was a city that had blotted out God. It was a city without the blessing of God, a city that God had blotted out, a city where there was no worship of the one true God. And then it says, Mahujael became the father of Methushael, which in Hebrew means the violence of God. It was a city that was prospering physically, it was prospering financially, but it was a city that was under the judgment of God. It was a city that was in danger of his wrath. And then Mahushael became the father of Lamech, which in Hebrew means a strong man, a leader, but a man who rejected God, who rejected his word, a man who relied upon himself and upon his own strength. And isn't that the way that it is today? Many people rely on themselves. They rely on their own strength. They rely on their own accomplishments rather than rely on the strength of the Lord. This was the beginning of society. We're told in verse 19 that Lamech then took to himself not one, but two wives in defiance of the word of God. You'll recall in Genesis chapter 2, God said that a man shall leave his father and his mother, and he shall cling to his wife, and the two of them shall become one flesh. This was God's design for marriage from the beginning. One man and one woman, with no deviation from that plan. But in the city of Enoch, that was ignored. And it says the name of one of the wives of Lamech was Adah, which in Hebrew means to be adorned. She made a good appearance. She was nice looking. And the name of the other wife of Lamech was Silah, which in Hebrew means one with a sweet sounding voice. Perhaps Lamech thought that he had it all now with these two wives. And it says, verse 20, Adah gave birth to a son. A son whom they named Yaval, which in Hebrew means a stream of water. And he was the father, the ancestor, of those who dwell in tents and who have livestock, mikneh in Hebrew, of those who breed cattle and goats and sheep for a living. And these were the first ranchers. And the name of the brother of Yaval was Yuval, which means in Hebrew, another stream of water, two streams. Perhaps they thought that these two streams would bring blessing even without the help of God. And Yuval, it says, was the father of all those who play stringed instruments like the lyre and the harp. And he was also the father of those who play reed instruments like the pipe and the flute. He was the father of music. And where would we be without music? Music is an important part of our lives, at least for many of us. Now, as for the other wife of Lamech, as for Silah, says she also gave birth to a son, whose name was Tubal-Cain, a name which honored Cain, the founder of that city. Isn't it amazing that they would honor Cain? It's amazing the people we honor today, isn't it? And we're told that Tubal-Cain was a forger. Not that kind of forger. Latesh in Hebrew. He was a metallurgist. He was the father of all implements, haresh, of tools and of weapons, which were made of bronze and iron, metals which needed to be taken out from the earth and then fashioned into useful instruments. And his technical skills, his abilities, were a great benefit to the people. They were a great asset to them and an asset that we have today. We see the benefits of his skills every time we pick up a hammer. And verse 22 says, the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah in Hebrew, which means one who is lovely. So there's another attractive woman. These were the leaders. These were the skilled craftsmen. These were the beautiful people of that society. Then Lamech said to his wives, to Adah and to Silah, listen to my voice, you wives of Lamech. Give heed, Pay attention to my eloquent speech. And in his arrogance, and in his wickedness, and in his pride, Lamech said, I have killed a man for wounding me. Petzach in Hebrew, just for bruising me. I've slaughtered a boy, Yaled, a youth, for striking me. And if Cain can commit murder and not be held accountable and not be punished for his crime by God, and he will be avenged by God if anyone retaliates against him, avenged sevenfold according to God, well then, I, Lamech, will be avenged 77-fold. Lamech gloried in his sin. He lived in a society that defied God and tested the patience of God. Does that sound familiar? Sounds a little like our society, doesn't it? These were the generations of Cain. But in verse 25, we read about another family. We read about a family. We read about a society. We're introduced to another society. We read about the family of Seth. And so it says, Adam had relations with his wife again. And she conceived, and she gave birth to a son. And they named him Seth, which in Hebrew means one who has been placed as a witness. And so Eve said, God has appointed to me another offspring in place of Abel to be a witness to the glory of God, to be a witness to his provision for us. Now there's hope. For Cain killed Abel. You know, there are only two families on this earth. There are only two societies, the family of Cain and the family of Seth. There are only true worshipers and false worshipers. And to Seth, it says, to him, we are told in verse 26, a son was also born. And Seth called his name Enosh, which in Hebrew simply means a man, just like the name Adam means a man. Enosh was another man, a man who would continue the line that would lead to the Messiah. So here, in a sense, we have a spiritual revival, don't we? This is a return to true worship. And then it says in verse 26, men, at least a remnant among the people on the earth, a few people began to once again worship the true God and to call upon the name of the Lord in spirit and in truth. And we desire to be like them. We want to be a part of that remnant as we live in the world of Cain, a remnant that worships God in spirit and in truth. A remnant who worships Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.